Yeah, this Titans case just takes another twist and turn. And last night on the news, we saw Greg Bird and Dave Taylor's lawyer, defence lawyer Campbell McCallum, vehemently saying that their boys are going to plead not guilty and watch this space, in other words. And we've been lucky enough to get him on the grill team this morning. Good morning, Campbell. How are you, mate?
G'day, guys. How you going?
Oh, mate, it's, wow, never a dull moment, as they say.
No. Look, it's a very difficult time for the boys. I mean, I don't want to try and put on a legal hat or anything like that, but I suppose the most distressing part of it all was how it was initially reported in the media. Mm-hmm. The difficulty was that it was put out as such a serious type matter. It's far more serious than it actually is. I understand that there are serious charges that have been levelled against the players, but in terms of what the actual allegations the police are making are that, you know, there was a small amount of personal use cocaine sourced and supplied to themselves. Now, once again, ad nauseam, I've been having to say that the guys deny these allegations. There's very, very little evidence in terms of no cocaine was ever found in anyone's possession. There was never any positive test results returned. And there's no allegations of any supplying the drug to anyone in the community, basically relying upon some telephone intercept, which my boys say they can explain away without problems.
Campbell, so that's the charge from the police. The official charge is the possession and the supply of cocaine.
Yeah, look, it varies amongst the guys. There's about a couple who have got a couple of possessions, and there's some who've just got supplies, because there's no way that the police could ever prove that there were any possession, or that any of them were in possession of the dangerous drug. So what they've done is they've relied on a couple of telephone intercepts and basically put them with a supply charge. Talk of this, there being some sort of drug cartel or some sort of sophisticated operation within the Titans is just nonsense. That's not even what the police are alleging. That's just something that's been beat up in the media.
Campbell, it is reported in the media that the players will consider legal action if they're stood down by the Titans and not selected for round one. Is that the case?
Well, I think at this stage that they accept that certainly the club and the NRL must have a look at the situation and make their own investigations and come up with their own decisions in terms of standing the players down. Look, I think the reality is the nature of these charges is that they must go to the Supreme Court if they take their full course, and that could take anywhere up to 2 years to complete. So to stand a player down waiting for the end of that process to take place is just it's just not practical, especially given that there's not enough information before the board to say whether there's even a strong case against them. I guess standing them down for a week or two or a few weeks would be what anyone would consider reasonable. But to stand a player down for 2 years, I mean, I suppose that ends some of their careers completely.
Cam, if these blokes are innocent, as you're saying they are, and they're saying that they are, I'd love to have you, Bird, sort of, you know, there together, Dave Taylor, just say, these things are nonsense. I can't say too much, but let me just say to the fans and everyone who loves rugby league and who likes us and I'm a role model, blah, blah, this is what the story is. Why can't we have that discussion now? Why does it have to be so silent and just you talking rather than, you know, from Bird and Taylor?
Yeah, look, that's a very good question. And I can tell you this. Not only am I bound by certain rules, but so in terms of legal strategy, look, the boys are actually absolutely chomping at the bit to get in front of the cameras. You can imagine a passionate player or a passionate guy like Greg Bird wanting to get out there and say something about what the story is. He's just been muzzled, mate. He's been given legal advice that it can only cause detriment. He wants to face the board. We, at this stage, don't think it's a great idea, because we're not sure what sort of information will get leaked. And at the end of the day, like I said, it's got nothing to do with the players not wanting to say something and give their version of what they say is the story. But they just they've been given legal advice, and it's the proper advice they have to take. It's the advice that anyone would give. Well, would be given in these circumstances.
Yeah, Campbell, we've seen you on the news and various outlets. You're a busy man at the moment. We'll let you go. Appreciate your time.
Good on you, buddy.
No problem. Thanks, guys.